All right, let's dive right in. We're taking a look at these lyrics for Chuck Berry Red. New song, right?
Brand new and hot off the press, really.
Yeah.
Written by William Brandis. Now, you might know him better as Billy White Kane,
Right.
and it's for his good friend Christopher J, who looks like just got himself a new car,
Oh, nice.
which is what this is all about.
So tell me, what's grabbing you right away about these lyrics?
Well, one thing that pops out to me, we should mention Brandis is blind, uses a white cane.
Right.
But here he is writing about this awesome new car, something that's all about the visual,
It's
right?
a sensory experience.
Totally. So it makes you think about how he's experiencing this and how he's putting it into words.
Absolutely. And the song itself, it's going for that classic rock and roll sound, that 145 chord progression.
Yeah, that Chuck Berry feel.
Exactly.
Right.
So we've got this blend of the sensory, the musical. It's like we're going on a road trip through sound. And that first verse, it just throws you right into the scene. Push a button, open the door, slide in the seat, feet on the floor. Vivid, right?
Totally. You can practically feel the leather, smell that new car smell.
Totally.
Yeah.
But then you get to that next line, see the dash, feel the glow. That's where it gets really interesting to me.
Right. Because, given that he can't physically see, you have to wonder, is this a different kind of seeing?
It's metaphorical, right?
Exactly. It's like he's picking up on the energy, the excitement through other
That's
senses.
a great point. It adds this whole other layer to the lyrics for sure. And then we shift gears into the second verse where the music kicks in.
Ah, yes. This is where we hit the road, literally and musically.
Wilson Pickett, Buddy Guy, the DC5. It's like he's curating a soundtrack for this ride.
It's more than just a list of names. It's a statement about the roots of this music. You got soul, blues, rock and roll, it's all in there.
It's like he's taking us on a journey through the history of American music. And then, verse three, we take a bit of a turn.
Oh, yeah, we shift focus a bit.
Suddenly, it's not just about the car, it's about where you're going in it. Not to the store, looking for a whole lot of more. What do you make of that?
Well, it opens up the meaning, doesn't it?
It does. It becomes about the journey itself, about the search for something bigger.
And then you get those place names sprinkled in: Arizona, Texarkana, Louisiana. It's like breadcrumbs on a map.
Totally. You get that classic road trip vibe, especially that mention of Louisiana, with its connection to the Delta Blues.
Right. It makes you wonder if this road trip isn't just physical, but also a journey to the heart of American music.
I love that idea. It's like he's woven this musical and geographical map right into the lyrics.
Totally. And then verse four, we get this great line, hungry rock and roll stew.
Ooh, yeah. What an image, right?
It's perfect for a road trip. It captures that feeling of craving something more, something that nourishes your soul.
It's like music becomes the fuel for the journey. And he keeps expanding the musical landscape here.
Oh yeah, he throws in Frank Zappa, Carlos Santana then. Little Havana.
Little Havana, yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of comes out of left field. But it works somehow.
It does. It's this unexpected splash of color, like a detour on the road trip. But it also makes you think about how all these musical influences come together.
It's a melting pot, just like American music itself.
Yeah.
Then we're back to that chorus, Chuck Berry Red, tying it all back to Christopher J and his new ride.
And it's more than just a color, right? It's a symbol. It represents that classic rock and roll sound, that energy that Chuck Berry embodied.
Right. It's like he's saying, this song, this friendship, it's all built on this foundation.
Exactly. And it all comes full circle. We started with the celebration of a new car, but we ended up on this journey through music, friendship, and maybe even a bit of self-discovery.
I love that. It's a reminder that even a song about a car can be about so much more, especially when you consider that the songwriter, Brandis, experiences the world in a different way.
Totally. It makes you think about how our individual experiences shape our art and how we connect with it.
I think that's a great place to leave it. So much to think about.
A lot to unpack there.
Absolutely. What are some of the things that stood out to you? What really resonated?
For me, it's the layers of meaning. We've got this road trip on the surface, but underneath, there's this exploration of music history, these personal connections, and this really cool sensory experience that transcends the physical.
I totally agree. It just goes to show you can find depth and meaning in the most unexpected places. You just have to be willing to dig a little deeper.
Exactly.
Awesome. So for all of you listening out there, we challenge you. What's on the soundtrack to your life? What music fuels your journey? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Keep the conversation going.
Until next time.
See you, Rin.